Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's nice to be back on the pitch and training with the lads, and you know, I got a run out the other day, which was good, and great to be back on the pitch.
How difficult a summer has it been while you've been looking for clubs?
It's been frustrating, but where you don't know what you're going to do and undecided, so that's the only thing. But as I was always confident I'll be playing football before the season started. I managed to do that a day before, so yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, playing well for the team, scoring some goals.
That's perhaps the other side to it that maybe we don't see from time to time. Sometimes it just is that fast.
Yeah, it can happen, you know, overnight. But I knew about this before, and my agent made me well aware of it. And, you know, I had other things on. But as I said, I know Danny very well, and I like the way he works. And, you know, I spoke to him on the phone. He wanted me down here, and, you know, came down, and I'm looking forward to playing.
Playing under Danny Wilson, that was a big plus for you, was it?
Yeah, because, you know, I've worked with him before, and I know exactly how he works. So, you know, it wasn't, you know, it was an easy decision for me in the end.
You've had a bit of training now. You've got some football under your belt. We sort of loosely talk about fitness. You're obviously fit, but it's about match ready.
Fit, yeah.
So, how far are you away from that?
I don't think I'm far at all. Got 60 the other night, which was good. Feel okay now. I'm looking forward to Saturday, and, you know, hopefully in the team again, and take it from there.
Just take 3 or 4 games just to get up to
speed.
Yeah,
that's especially when you've not had any. I've had one 45-minute pre-season game for Ipswich, but when you miss out on pre-season, which is a big part, and, you know. But as I said, it don't take me long to get match fit.
And what's your experience of the team you've walked into then, albeit in a short time?
I'm very, very young and talented squad. You know, every fit lads, they work hard, and, you know, it's their first season, a few of them, so it's exciting times for them. But as I say, when you're that young, you know, you've got no fear, and then hopefully it'll help us.
You see, because of that, and you're far from old yourself, but you, even at the relatively young age of 29, become a leader in that respect, don't you, out on there?
Yeah, I'm going to help the lads as much as I can, and, you know, we've got to help each other. It doesn't matter if you're 16 or 35, you can still learn from each other, and, you know, and work hard for each other. It doesn't matter at all. You're a team at the end of the day. Everybody has to put in a shift. Not just one player can do it for you.
Yeah, of course not. And Danny made the point the other day that it doesn't really matter how old you are. If you're selected to be in that first team, you've got to come up with the goods.
Yeah, definitely. You know, because you're a very young squad. Oldest is 29, me. So it's the first time I've been in that position. But, yeah, as I said, it's a young squad, and we're here, we're going to have to, you know, get on that pitch and perform and get us the results.
You seem comfortable with that. I mean, not that most senior players wouldn't be, I suppose, at 29, but the idea of that extra leadership role.
Yeah, I don't mind at all. I see myself as that way anyway. I like to, you know, encourage and try and get the best out of my teammates anyway. That doesn't matter. I've done that from a young age, so it's not a problem for me at all.
So, a couple of matches down so far. Performances, obviously, the results haven't come right now. What do you put that down to?
A number of things. You know, we can say we've not taken our chances. We've played well. You know, we've done enough to win both games. But if you don't take your chances, you don't win games. So if we could turn that around, you know, it'd be a lot better for us.
It seems to be, and admittedly this is from the outside looking in, that maybe what we've seen from the first couple of games are just the teething points of, I think it's basically a whole new team playing together. One or two of the lads were here last year, but the vast majority of you weren't.
Yeah, I see that. A lot of players left in the summer, which is never easy. But as I said, they've got a young squad, young, hungry squad who want to do well for themselves and for the team. So that's going to help us.
Do you look at this lot and think, maybe, playoffs this year?
I look at one game at a time, and, you know, I think, obviously, that's a club's goal, but as I said, we've got to take one game at a time. If you look too far, you know, it's never that easy. So it's a tough league, so it's going to be hard. But we've got to get going and, you know, get results.
Before we move on to Crewe Mark II, I suppose. why a year? Why a year for you? Why was it a year's contract?
I don't know. I don't really know. It's a year with an option as well. So right. There you go. It's not a year.
No, because, I mean, part of the reason I asked that is, I mean, mainly from Barnsley's point of view, given your track record, we might have thought, OK, a couple of years and maybe, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I wondered if there was maybe a bit of forward planning involved where, I don't know, what the future held.
I don't know. You can make what you want of it. As I said, I'm here and I'm going to work hard and do as much as I can for the team, try and score as many goals as I can for the team. I'm not thinking about the future. I'm here now. and it's about getting results for us, and that's the most important thing.
So Crewe then, the second round, as it were, what do you make of them? What did you make of them from the other night?
Yeah, they're a very good counter-attacking team, but I think we was on top till the goal was a bit sloppy from us, but we done, as I said, we done enough to, you know, be two or three up maybe in the first half. We had a couple of clear chances, but we didn't take them. As I said, you don't score, you don't win games, and they took their chances. I think they had two shots the whole game.
Do you see elements in the style of play and how Danny wants his football to be played starting to seep into the team now, and perhaps against a Crewe, although we're slightly relying on stereotypes here, that might benefit Barnsley this weekend?
Yeah, I think we play the way we're working on us. The way we play suits us, so we need to, you know, just get better and, you know, get end product, finish things off and, you know, get the crosses and stuff and not concede goals. And that, we do that, then we got every chance.
Do you feel that with the likes of Dale Jennings, an emerging talent, I suppose, and Keith Tracy, who's been around a little bit longer but not a great deal, there is the prospect of that there?
Yeah, as I said, we've got good players, good technical players, and we just need to produce the goods now, not just two players, everybody, whoever's in that team. We're not going to look at individuals, and whoever's on the pitch has got to do the job for us, and we've got to stick together. We're a young group, that don't mean nothing. Once you're on that pitch, everybody's the same age, so you get on with it.